How do you account for these higher numbers for the mayor? I mean, it really does go against all conventional political wisdom to go through kind of a 6 or 7 week period of controversy as he has, no?
Well, all during this period of time, the Ford Nation has stuck with him, and they seem to still be sticking with him. And actually, his last week or so hasn't been so bad compared to the previous weeks. I think that's what accounts for the uptick. He's been able to start to concentrate on running the city. He's had the discussion with the Minister of Finance and you know, shown to be fighting for the city and so forth. So he's starting to focus again on the city and his job as mayor rather than on his personal issues.
I don't know if you can do this, but for those who are not part of a Ford Nation but who raise eyebrows when these numbers go up, how do you explain the Ford Nation to these guys?
Ford Nation, you know, they're mainly in the suburbs or in the inner suburbs, you know, Etobicoke, North York, and Scarborough. They tend to be homeowners. They tend to be very concerned about taxes and efficiency, and that's his natural constituency. And you can see when he comments, like he was commenting on the potential closing of Queen and King in the morning, closing them to cars in order just to speed up the streetcars. That is sort of a war on cars proposition to him, and it's exactly in tune with how the Ford Nation would think. So he really understands that group of individuals.
But is there a way you can describe or characterize the psychographic of a Ford Nation? Are they highly educated, less educated, affluent, less affluent, lower middle class? What are they?
You know what? I would say they're middle class homeowners, so taxes are important to them, and hence efficiency in government is an issue to them. And they also, I believe, feel they've been left out of the, I'll call the power structure at City Hall, especially after David Miller tended to be concentrated in the old City of Toronto hands and politicians, and the suburbs didn't have much say or were perceived not to have much say under David Miller. And so there was a sense of powerlessness. You know, they previously had their own, you know, mayors and their own city government. They kind of lost that during amalgamation, and they didn't feel they got their fair share of the power afterwards. And Rob Ford's kind of reversed that and now has a number of councillors from the suburbs on the executive council, for example.
Okay, how does he fare when compared to others who might enter the election race, like John Tory, Olivia Chow, others?
Well, you know what? There's the Tier 2 candidates, like a Karen Stintz and so forth, and Adam Vaughan and Shelley Carroll. And then there's the Tier 1 candidates, primarily, besides Rob Ford, that would be John Tory and Olivia Chow. And it's becoming a three-way race. Earlier, Olivia Chow had sort of a huge lead, I think more because of the name recognition, and now that's sort of come down. She is still ahead, but it's going to be a very competitive race.
What about Tory's chances if there is a current mayor in the race?
You know, it's going to be competitive. It's a three-way race with the mayor, John Tory and Olivia Chow. It's like a three-way. They're all competitive. They're all within the margin of error of each other. Slight edge right now to Olivia Chow in that, but it's so close. This campaign will really, really matter when it comes.
Well, no one doubts that Tory will even enter it if it's going to be close.
Yeah, it's just going to be a tough battle, and it's going to be won during the campaign. There'll be no front runner that just is a front runner all the way through. They have to really, really fight for this.
What would possibly bring the mayor's numbers down if all of the buzz and all of the chatter so far, even though there's been no, you know, substantive accusation or proof of guilt of anything, would that make a difference, you think?
Well, you know what? If he was arrested, if he was charged or arrested, all this goes out the window.
Right.
So if these allegations just remain where they are, allegations, and if that tape never shows up and so forth, and it's just the way it is right now, he's just going to stay where he's at. And he may go up or he may go down. He may be very skillful in playing the tax card the way he's already mentioned. He wants to start getting rid of the land transfer tax. He's doing that to create a wedge issue vis-a-vis other potential candidates, such as Olivia Chow. He's doing that, and I think that's going to bring his popularity up a little bit as long as this other baggage doesn't come back into play.
Okay, thanks, Lauren.
All right, take care.
Bye.